So actually, there are a few papers that we wanted to talk about in a second. I'm going to ask Axel to talk about a paper from ASCO and also from the RADIANT trial. But just to finish out on somatostatin analogs, Matt, what other ones are in development? And in what situations would you want to use? Are there people become resistant, for example, to octreotide?
There can be breakthrough on octreotide. Whether that's resistance or simply tumor progression is hard to know. There are other somatostatin analogs out there. There is one that is similar to octreotide called lanreotide that is used in Europe. It's not approved at the moment in the United States. And there are some next generation somatostatin analogs also in development, one called pasireotide that's currently in clinical trials. How that will compare really remains to be seen.
So Axel, we're hearing a lot about mTOR inhibitors. We heard about that in breast cancer earlier this year. We'll see where that heads in terms of whether it actually becomes part of practice. But we wanted you to comment on the paper from ASCO, which was, we've talked a lot about biomarkers, a biomarker study, the RADIANT-2 trial. And of course, the RADIANT-2 trial was also published, but maybe you can comment on the biomarker study, but in general, what we know about everolimus and this disease.
Yeah. So everolimus is actually a very interesting hint at what Matt said earlier, that pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors and carcinoids are really two different tumor types, and we shouldn't lump them together, because we have clear efficacy data for everolimus in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, which led to the approval of everolimus, and it's part of the sequence of things we do in PNETs. Now, in this RADIANT-2 study, which was a phase 3 trial, this trial tried to establish everolimus in secretory carcinoid tumors, meaning carcinoid tumors which had some carcinoid syndrome complex before. Patients were on octreotide, and then were randomized to everolimus or placebo. And interestingly, the trial didn't show significance for the primary endpoint, progression-free survival. Crossover was allowed in this study. But it did show some separation of the curves in progression-free survival, mainly also in terms of the investigator-called progression events. And that's actually an interesting finding besides the biomarkers. The primary study endpoint was progressive disease based on central review, which underestimated the actual the progression events. And this is something we should point out in neuroendocrine tumors, that a lot of the progression we see is actually clinical progression, not necessarily radiographic progression, based on some hormone-based clinical symptoms that we see. So investigators call progressions much more commonly, much more earlier than the independent radiologic reviewers. And this influenced the power of the study so that per investigator review, actually the study was positive, whereas in the central review, the study was negative. So we are facing the phenomenon that we have a moderate effect of everolimus in carcinoid tumors. Primary publication, Lancet last year, did not reach statistical significance. However, at this year's ASCO, Jim Yao, who is one of the lead investigators of the study, presented a more adjusted analysis where he looked at biomarkers, which are mainly chromogranin levels and 5-HIA levels, as well as a multivariate analysis where he looked just for the imbalances in the randomization between the carcinoid group with and without everolimus. And by doing that, by taking all the factors into account, eventually the study did show benefit for patients with carcinoid tumors on octreotide when they received everolimus. Now, the magnitude of the benefit wasn't great. It wasn't really anything that would lead to the FDA to now approve everolimus for the treatment of carcinoid tumors with secretory symptoms. But eventually, I think it hints where we should go in our research, that these mTOR inhibitors, small molecule inhibitors, might actually play a role in carcinoid tumors. We just have to find the right target.